part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Now, in our previous series, we were looking at the experience of salvation. You can visit our podcast station, iono.fm, and look for Adventist World Radio and just search on what the series on Maranatha Drive was. We were looking at the experience of salvation, right? That was a biblical belief we're covering, to say that's what we need as Christians, to experience salvation in its fullness. We learned that salvation is God's free gift to us as long as we accept it. But then, what comes next? Is that it? We just need to know we're saved and then we can continue with life? What should our lives then be like once we have this assurance that we are truly, truly saved? That's what we're going to be looking at in this session. And do join us for the next couple of days as we are looking at growing in Christ. And taking us through this series will be our pastor, Mfundisi Siba. And Pastor Lucas, good afternoon to you and welcome to the Maranatha Drive.
Good afternoon, and how are you too?
No, we're doing okay. Thanks, Mfundisi. So I'm trusting that we find you well.
Yes, I'm doing very well. Thank you so much.
Amen and amen. Truly appreciate your time and coming through to guide us in this important discussion. What comes next after salvation? And let's maybe jump straight into that. We know what it means to grow, right? To grow as a child. We know that, you know what, we expect you to reach some milestones, you know, sitting, teething, crawling, and so forth. But in Christ, what does that mean? I mean, I'm almost feeling like Nebuchadnezzar. What does it mean to be born again? And we maybe want to understand what it means to grow in Christ, because surely are we talking teething and crawling and walking and all that?
Not really. We are not talking of a child about to see crawling, starting to walk and so on. But we are talking of an experience that has to happen. After we experience salvation, then we need to grow. We use this term actually to depict what happens in one spiritual journey with God.
Okay. Sorry, man. I think I had said Nebuchadnezzar. I meant Nicodemus. But yeah, thank you for that. So that's what it means. Is it identical in all cases? I mean, usually, like I was saying, giving the similitude of a child and the example there from the growth phase of humanity, that there are some expected milestones that at this age you must be. Is that the case as well with growing in Christ, that we expect certain things to be happening by certain time frames?
Not really. When it comes to spiritual growth, there is really no time frame. There is no time frame because we don't grow at the same rate, at the same pace, because this is spiritual growth. Hence, it is expected that we will continue to mature from one stage to another, but it can never have a time frame.
Okay, I hear you, Mfundisi. I hear you. But then, isn't that something that, I mean, surely are we condoning this idea that you can be 20 years in the faith and still struggling with some minor details of faith, right? I mean, isn't that the idea that Paul was negating when he speaks to the church in Hebrews chapter 5, chapter 6, to say, surely by this age you should be, but yet here you are desiring milk? Is he not speaking about how there were some expectations about growth?
Yes, he is speaking about those expectations about growth. But you will realize, because this is a spiritual thing, it is a matter of choices. It's a matter of an environment that we are coming from. You will realize that other babies will grow faster than others due to the environment they find themselves in. As such, it is the same again with the spiritual growth. We are definitely expected to grow. Unfortunately, we can never grow to a point where we say we have reached the climax. That's why this growth will be a continuous thing, because the grand controversy, or the devil, is still at work So we
But that's not
by
what we're asking,
say,
though, Mfundisi. Sorry to cut you there, Pastor, but that's not what we're asking. We're not asking about maturity. We're still just talking about the I mean, when we're looking at the child must surely be having teeth by now, we're not saying they're an adult now. We're agreeing they're still children and there's still more to come. But at this point, surely they should have started saying, Mama, Dada, you know, because that's what the age we expect children to start talking. Are we saying, and your response was, no, in children, we don't, I mean, in Christ, we don't need to expect that because we'll always be growing. But yet you are then also saying, yeah, but the Bible is right when Paul says, woe to you, because by this age you should have been. We can't have the two being the same. Which one is it, Mfundisi? Are we agreeing you need to have a milestone? Or no, you don't need to have a milestone. Each one's journey is different.
I would think yes or no will never be the appropriate answers there. Why? If it was a person or a child who would be talking of looking at the month, looking at the nutrition that the child has been getting.
Yes.
But because this is spiritual, we never get the same package for everyone at the same time.
So
we
for
can
you,
be
you
baptized
are, you're,
to.
Yes, you may.
We can be baptized the same day. We may receive Christ the same day, I and you. Mm-hmm. But soon after that, the way I've taken my Christian journey and the way you are doing is totally different. Probably I'm reading the Bible daily. I'm praying daily. I'm avoiding completely the environment I used to be. You are not doing the same.
But you're
growing, but we can never grow at the same pace.
No, but you're then agreeing to the fact, Mfundisi. You're saying we expect you to grow at the same pace. The challenge is you're maybe not having the nutrition. The expectation of growth is there. Maybe we can then have a discussion to say, what are those things that will help us grow? And then you can bring in those things to say, these will then ensure that you continue growing. Because if you don't do these things, you will have stunted growth, right? They call it many things. You've got malnutrition, you've got kwashiorkor, all these nutrition challenges that children would have because of lack of certain things. I mean, there's many diseases that children would face. But the expectation is, surely, there are expectations of growth and these are the milestones. However, for you to reach them, please ensure that the child eats properly. Please ensure that they have a proper exercise. Please ensure. But the expectation of growth is there. I don't know if that's not supposed to be as well in Christianity. Unless you're saying, because I'm hearing you, you're saying we don't have the same nutrition because others are not eating properly, which means we expect them to grow. It's just that they are not eating what they're supposed to eat so that they can grow.
Exactly. The expectation of growth is definitely there.
Ah, but wait, Mfundisi, wait, before you go further. Wait, Mfundisi. Wait, Mfundisi, wait. No, Mfundisi, wait, Pastor Sibanda. Wait, Pastor Sibanda, wait. Before you go further, then let's come back and start over. Pastor, I had asked a question.
Okay.
Are there expectations, just like we have in humanity, that there should be some milestones? Is that the same with spirituality, that we expect that after a certain period, just like Paul said, we should be seeing certain things happening? Is that the same with the growth of in Christ?
Exactly.
Okay. We're on the same page now.
I'm not getting you correctly. Exactly. There are expectations. We expect people to grow.
Now, maybe then, as you were wanting to come in, maybe come through then with then those helps, as it were, that ensure that growth ensues and growth happens at the expected milestones. What are some of those things so that our listeners can know exactly what to do should they be facing or needing to grow after we've discussed issues of experience of salvation?
Yes. Now that we have accepted Christ, we are born again, we are now in Christ. There are many things that will be expected as part of the package of growth. For instance, you cannot grow in Christ without the Word of God. It is actually the Bible that will then be telling you what Christ is expecting of you. So as you read the Bible, you are nourishing your spirit, you are nourishing yourself in order to know what Christ expects of you. You know, when you came to Christ, you just came as you were. But now that you are in Christ, you cannot continue as you were. You then need to have the correct food, which is the Word of God now. You need the tools, which is the prayer, that prayer in communication between you and God. You speak your wants to God and God speaks to you through the word of God.
Okay.
As a result now, there is growth.
I like that. I like that. And maybe let's look at when growth doesn't happen the way we expect it to. What should we then do when we still feel those effects, like you're saying, of the past life and struggle with the same sins and weaknesses that we thought we had overcome? I mean, if Corinthians write to a new person, apparently when the man is in Christ as a new creature, old has passed, new things have come. And yet here you are still behaving like the old person. I mean, Paul speaks of this dilemma, Romans chapter 7. What should we then do? Is it evidence that we are not in Christ? We are probably not growing in Christ?
Yeah, it could be not that we are not in Christ, but it could be evidence that we are not growing in Christ. And the reason why we may not be growing in Christ would be entertaining the same wrong tendencies we used to do before we were in Christ.
Mm.
So I would like to say the way we may easily grow in Christ is actually, first of all, we pray for that power that will rejuvenate us, regenerate us. Then we shun the places of evil.
Okay, okay.
For instance, you used to have associates, you used to have friends that used to take you out for wrong things. The other way to grow would actually to begin by shunning those very same places. Maybe you had stunted growth due to what you were feeding your mind with, things like pornography and many other things.
Yeah.
The moment you are in Christ now, for you to experience this growth, you then need to shun those things. You kind of have new habits in Christ.
Hey, quite profound, quite profound. Now, the call has always been to look to Jesus, right? I think it's a... Colossians says, as we have accepted him, we must walk as he walked. Maybe let's just end off this session this afternoon, Mfundisi, this introduction to growing in Christ, with some practical talk. Is it practical to look to Jesus, a perfect man, a God man, as our example? I mean, we're always going to fall short of how he did things. How can then he be our example of how to do this Christian thing when we can't do what he does? I don't know. Maybe talk to us a bit about that.
The very reason why Christ came on earth was for him to become man like us so that he can be a perfect example in heaven. And you would have every reason to say, but we cannot be like him. He is in heaven. He's all far away there in his glory. But coming to actually himself to experience what we are experiencing, so that by himself conquering, we can easily learn from him and do the same. That's why he could be hungry like we can be hungry. He could be weary like we can be weary. He could be hurt like we could be hurt. So that in all these aspects, Peter says he was tested in all these aspects so that he can give us a perfect example. And Luke chapter 6, it should be verse number 40. It tells us that a disciple is not bigger than his master, but a perfect disciple would be like his master.
So can be like possible. Christ.
We can be like Christ.
With our own strength, we can be like Christ.
Paul would even say, it's no longer me who live, but Christ who lives in me.
No help, Mfundisi, by our own strength, we can be like Christ. By just the willpower, you are saying, we must shun these old things and take on a new self. We can be like Christ.
Not with our own power, but of course with the power of God. If we yield ourselves to God and God takes charge of every faculty of our life, we can be like Christ.
So the key is to submit to God and let him be the one in charge. I think that's something we need to perhaps in the next coming days underscore quite a lot, to say, hey, you cannot grow by yourself. I mean, just like a child in those formative years and before, they are not the ones feeding themselves. They're not the ones ensuring that they are keeping to the schedule. They depend on an outer source. So perhaps we need to really emphasize that as the days come. But for today, Mfundisi, let's then wrap it up here. Any closing remarks for today's session as we introduce this profound subject, growing in Christ?
I would like to say it's a possibility that we can all grow in Christ. We receive Christ, that is justification, and sanctification is now growing in Christ.
Sanctification is growing in Christ. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. May God bless you, and we really appreciate your time. Until we chat again tomorrow, keep well.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, my friends. Mfundisi Sibanda taking us through growing in Christ. And he says there, hey, you need to submit yourselves to him and to his leading. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready and willing to let him take over and guide you through?
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.